Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host. Welcome to what I perceive to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room. Like I said, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution, really. Is that what it boils down to? Anyhow, always appreciate your time, and I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate your time you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're trying to make a difference. If you are trying to make a difference. If you're not trying to make a difference, then yeah, I'm not interested. Anyhow, JP Morgan predicts a grim outlook for the stock market into 2024. It warns that S&P 500 could plummet 8% over the course of 2024. Now, again, we're getting mixed messages. If they're left-leaning, they tell you the economy's great, everything's great, we're going to be great. If you're right-leaning, then they tell you, oh, it's bad, it's going to be bad, it's going to get worse, it's going to be bad. But bankruptcies are already on the rise, quite a bit. People have more credit card debt, you know, percentage-wise, we've never seen this before. It's because they can't pay it off. Great Hill Capital Chairman Thomas Hayes provided the market outlook on making money. He says the sizable rally of the U.S. market over the past month is likely to fizzle out by the end of next year. There are a whole bunch of economic headwinds or negative economic headwinds. Now, the chief global equity strategist at J.P. Morgan said in a recent note that slowing economic growth, the rapid depletion of household savings, and the ongoing, wait a minute, I missed that, the rapid, depletion of household, I thought we were all doing great. Didn't Joey B say Bidenomics is working fine? And the ongoing geopolitical turmoil could really trigger a steep decline in the S&P in 2024. Now, unless the Fed starts easing again, yeah, that's not healthy. It's masking the problem. It's not making it any better. It's not helping people. Not putting more money in their pocket. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. After the rapid Fed easing, we just expect more of a challenge. You know, if you look at the backdrop for stocks next year with softening consumer trends, people probably not going to be able to buy as much as they used to. The prices are skyrocketing, but your salary isn't. You know, guys like Joe Biden, who, you know, getting money from China on a regular basis, pretty much a steady stream. Yeah, there's no reason for him to be worried. See, you realize in the beginning, the whole idea was that why we are a representative government is that you would send people from your area, people that you would vote for that had the same issues, the same problems, the same concerns that you had, to Congress to fight for you. And we don't do that anymore. Now they fight for the party. What's the party want? Or they don't fight for the party. They don't fight for much anything or anybody. And that's what George Washington was afraid of. And you're watching it happen. These guys were pretty smart. I know that we have to put them down and we have to teach in school how terrible they were. But they weren't. They knew what was going on. They knew what the heart of man was all about. They knew how evil we could be. The benchmark index could fall to 4,200 by the end of 2024. That would be down 8%. Right? And I don't know, you know, going into 2025, 2026, these guys have to have a clue. You know, you hear everybody on the left saying that, hey, the stocks are good, this is good, that's good. But, you know, when they, and I can't show you the numbers, obviously we're on radio. But when you look at the charts, it's not good. All three indexes tumbled in the middle of 2023. And that all came at a hint that the Federal Reserve was going to raise interest rates. So it's just amazing. You know, some of these stocks, when it doesn't exactly happen the way they thought it was going to happen, they recoup, they come back pretty fast. Doesn't mean they're going to stay there. But Americans are burning through excess savings. Right? This is money that they saved during COVID-19, because they got a whole bunch of money from the government, right? Okay. Thanks to a big burst of stimulus money from the federal government, they were able to hold on, or we were able to hold on, if you would. You couldn't spend a whole bunch, or you didn't spend a whole bunch. And these findings, you know, the San Francisco Federal Reserve, did their own little research, their own little study, if you would. Their findings show that households could deplete the cash reserve this quarter. This is their safety net. This is what keeps them in homes. Our updated estimate suggests that households held less than $190 billion of aggravated excess savings. Don't know what that means. Just like you. I have to learn it too, right? They said that there's a considerable uncertainty in the outlook, but we estimate that these excess savings are likely to be depleted during the last quarter of 2023. So in other words, the money that people put aside, as inflation grows, as it costs them more to live, they're just going right through it. Join us in your house. Be back in a little bit.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Right? We were just talking about how the debt, personal debt, well, countrywide debt too, but personal debt out of control. Totally out of control. And it's not going to change anytime soon. People want to buy, they want to do. But with everything around them rising, talked about taxes and destroy everywhere. You got a problem. It is a big issue. Economists are talking about a major crash coming up. You know, back in April, was it April? Oh, God, I can't ever get these things right. When you start looking at the tight financial conditions, what's going on around us right now, this slower growth, that means slower consumption. People are already afraid that they're not going to be able to pay their bills. You know, participating cities, the factors, you're looking around at what's going on in those cities. It's costing them more to get things done. It's really what's, you know, when you're talking about all this, all that has to be taken into consideration because it's all part of it. That city's got to charge more money to provide you the services you were getting. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, this guy's going to be called, you know, homophobic and all kinds of other names for simply asking for equal rights, equity, equality. Colorado Dad's lawsuit claims that school staff said only flags supporting LGBTQIA+ community are allowed. Now, Nathan Feldman, he argues that his children are being barred from exercising their freedom of speech in a case of viewpoint discrimination. Feldman's lawyer, Michael Yoder, he blamed equity policies like Denver's for the overt sexualization of content in elementary schools. He said the progress, pride flags, gender identity books, all geared towards young children to encourage students to ask about them and foster one-sided conversation around inappropriate topics in the classroom. I agree that they're inappropriate topics. That's not where the kids need to be. Now, Nathan Feldman allegedly asked to put a straight pride flag alongside the progressive pride flag displayed at a child's school. In a lawsuit, he claims the school violated both the First Amendment and the Equal Protection Clause. Now, what they're going to tell you is that the pride community, the gay community, is a protected class, while heterosexual couples or male and female are not. Especially white ones. If we had more parents like Feldman, then these policies would never have been rolled out in the first place. Right? They'd be teaching kids about math and science. They wouldn't be talking about sexual orientation or homosexuality or whatever. Now, you know, if you think about it, seriously, nobody ever pushed like this on heterosexual couples, on mommy and daddy, male and female couples. This wasn't a constant conversation day in, day out. Why is this? Back in October 2022, when Feldman visited Slavin School, where his twin child were second grade students, he noticed dozens of progress pride flags displayed in the classroom or in the hallways. Now, the progress pride flag, now it's a redesigned version of the rainbow flag with additional stripes to specifically honor transgender individuals, people of color, and so forth. Feldman told his children's teachers the flags were not inclusive of all Slavins, school students, and only represented one viewpoint of the topic of sex. He asked if he could place an identical sized flag representing his children's views on the same topic. He offered a straight pride flag. Now, teachers didn't respond, but Feldman continued to raise concerns. The Slavin school principal allegedly replied in an email that the district supports the right of employees to post a rainbow flag or other sign of support for LGBTQIA+ students. These are symbols that are consistent with the district's equity-based curriculum. The district is allowed for other flags, principal told Feldman. Wow. So it is only one thing. It is only one group. It is only one group that can be held up, talked about, and or supported. Spokesman for the Denver Public Schools told Fox News on Monday that they had not yet been served with the lawsuit, but did comment further, or did not comment further, I should say. And nobody on the Board of Education was willing to open it. You know, that's the other thing about the Board of Education that bothers me. In some of these schools, open your mouth. Say something. Where are you at with this? What are you hearing from your constituents? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Oh, God. The resolution that they were trying to pass reaffirms the district's commitment to providing a welcome environment for all individuals, allowing students to use the bathroom or locker room of their choice, affirming students' gender identity and expression, and honoring students' identities regardless of whether they receive parental consent. So, right, the kid's got total control over his own life, except if that same student wants to honor, push, and support heterosexual relationships, in which case they're demonized. Not cool. Right? Yoda said the Feldman sets the gold standard for parental involvement in their child's education. The lawsuit seeks $3 million in damages. Yoda said the punitive damages are meant to hold the district accountable. He also emphasized that Feldman has never asked the school to remove the pride flag, just asked to add his flag. The lawsuit also claims that during a meeting with Feldman, the principal, the district family constituency specialist, said sexual orientation, gender, and race protections only apply to homosexuals, people of color, or trans people. Oh, yeah, right. Perfect, isn't it? White, straight kids don't have the same rights. That's really what it boils down to. They should. They shouldn't feel attacked, uncomfortable, unsafe any more than the other kids do. Show them senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update.
The Biden administration is urging Israel to do more to avert civilian casualties as the country ramps up its military campaign in southern Gaza.
We do not want to see a military campaign in the south that looks like the north. We do not want to see the same level of mass displacement.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is monitoring the military operation very closely. Fighting resumed this week in the Gaza Strip following the end of a week-long pause in fighting. Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, resulting in the deaths of 11 climbers with a dozen more missing. The eruption has blanketed nearby cars, roads, and villages in ash, prompting evacuations. Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I don't know any way to put it. Just be part of the solution. All right, so the one we've all been waiting for, but not so sure the timing is right. You know what I mean? Now, if they're doing... Here, let me give you the headline first. Congress aims to hold a vote to initiate Biden impeachment inquiry. They've got enough. I mean, the more you see it, it's coming up more and more and more and more and more. Right? You know, when you see what's happening with the the bank records that they subpoenaed and got, and you see that Hunter Biden was getting money in from China or the company that they owned, turn around and give it to the old man like almost immediately, on a regular basis. Now, they claim it was for a loan, but there's no paperwork to prove there was a loan at all, ever. Now, when you look at this, and you look at all the information that's coming through, now, mind you, the Democrats are saying there's nothing here, there's no proof, there's nothing. And remember, they impeached Donald Trump on a phone call, right, to Ukraine. That's what they impeached him on. That there was nothing there where he directly asked for anything, directly. And yet, they pretzeled themselves five ways to Sunday to do something to him. Seriously. Now, they're pushing for a formal vote next week. There's a revelation that Congress may soon consider the impeachment of the president. This is right after the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. He released these bankrupt. You got to see them. You go just hunt them down. You'll find them. He shows an entity owned by the Biden son, Hunter Biden, had made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden's account. Now, there wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account. This was from a business, a corporation, who received payments directly from China. Oh, and other countries, other shady situations. White House has repeatedly said that President Biden did nothing wrong and had no knowledge of his son's business dealings. Joe Biden said he had no idea what his son was doing and didn't know he was working for Burisma until, I don't know, he heard about it in the news or something. He had no clue, he said. But you have voicemails, you have all kinds of recordings to prove otherwise. And yet, why wouldn't they want... So my first thing is, why did they want Hunter Biden in a closed session? Why won't they let him do his whole, open door, out in public questioning? Well, I found out truly the way it works. It's if he does it the normal way, right, when he's out in public, everybody gets 5 minutes to question him. That simple. They get 5 minutes. If he does it closed door, if he does a quote-unquote true deposition, then he can be in there for hours. And the questioning can be done for hours. So why not have him in closed door first? And then if he wants to try to cover his butt, he can go to open session. He knows better. He knows what all this is about. So when you've got these, when you've got these, the proof that money is coming in from China and then immediately leaving that bank account and going to Joe Biden, you've got a problem, don't you? You know, truly, you know, there's mobsters in jail that are sitting there going, wait a minute. This guy was money laundering and nothing's happening to him? And yet we got 20 years? The 2020 Senate report revealed that beginning on August 14, 2017, Hunter Biden, he initiated a string of 20 wire transactions. From the Owasco to Lion Hall Group, consulting firm linked to President Biden's brother. And his wife, brother James Biden and his wife. The transactions continued through August 3rd. For a total of $1.4 million. Now, the payments between Hunter and his father are a lot more than that. Right? And another $5 million wire came in from a Chinese company in August of 2018. Hunter Biden transferred $400,000 to his Owasco PC account. Funds were then transferred to a business account belonging to James Biden and later transferred to a personal account belonging to James Biden and Sarah Biden. Now, Comer claims that they used those funds to then cut a check to Joe Biden for $40,000, and the check was labeled a loan repayment. So it looks like it proved they got a loan. Right? This is money laundering or tax evasion. That's another one. It's just amazing. And they get away with it. You have to fight. I mean, you can catch them on video. And they're going to keep adding, well, maybe the video was doctored. You know how they are. You've seen what's taking place. It's just nuts in so many ways. All right, a little more lighthearted here. I don't usually do these kind of stories, but I don't know how society has changed. I don't even know this person, by the way. Apparently, she's a big deal. Kristen Cavallari. She has a new take on dating. A lot of people are upset with her about it. On a recent of her Let's Be Honest podcast, Cavallari shared that it doesn't blanking matter how long a woman waits to sleep with a man while dating. You hear that, guys? She said, I don't think it blanking matters. She said, if it doesn't blanking matter if you sleep with him on the 1st, the 10th, or whatever date. If there's a chemistry and the feelings are there, then it just doesn't matter. It's just amazing. The Laguna Beach alum reveals that she used to wait 3 or 4 dates before becoming intimate with someone. But realized if it was the right person, the amount of time didn't matter. Well, how many right persons do you think she's met? You know, when you say the right person, it's funny. After sharing a clip on her podcast with Instagram, sharing her take, fans became really upset. Some said, wow, this is disturbing, one user wrote. Another added, this is the absolute worst advice to give a young female, especially in today's society. You know, you talk about not wanting to be used as a piece of meat, not wanting to be sexually objectified. Are you thinking that every man that sleeps with you is truly in love with you, truly wants a relationship with you? Or does he just want to have sex with you? I mean, come on, seriously. Not everyone disagreed with the 36-year-old, though. One would not say women and men can do whatever they want as consenting adults. Bachelorette alum Nick Vial, I don't know these people. He couldn't agree more with Cavallari. I hear no lies, he wrote. Of course, he's a guy. Cavallari recently made headlines after revealing that her hottest hookup was Bachelorette alum Tyler Cameron. This is so funny. The Hills alum said with a laugh, okay, if I were just purely basing it on looks, right? Like put every guy in a lineup, nothing to do with their chemistry. It's just amazing. So now, I've said this years ago. Sex now is becoming like kissing was back in the 60s and 70s. Right? And when you look at this, you look at how they feel. It's not a big deal. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's sex. I mean, imagine if they have an amount of how many people can be involved in it. But, again, no longer an intimate thing. Can't be intimate if you think you can have sex with many men and women as you want to. And you're in love. No, you're not. You're in lust. Just be honest about it. What's the big deal? I mean, if that's truly the way you want to live your life, see, here's that right-wing Christian conservative who's telling you, who you say wants to control your life, I don't care what you do, but don't put out there that it's okay. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, make the call, if you would. All right, always appreciate the time you're spending with me again here on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know I'm going to catch heck for that. I don't really care for that last story. You know, when you have somebody that's an influencer like this, telling kids or whoever, young girls, you know, have sex with whoever you want, whenever you want. However you want. Wow. You know? I mean, how many men has she probably been with? I mean, that's her business. I get that part of it. But you really want to... I mean, everything I've read about these relationships, about the emotional feelings, about the mental health that goes along with these kind of things. I don't know. She went on to say really kind of funny. She got divorced after 10 years of marriage. I don't even know why or whatever. They don't say. It's okay. She says she's admitted that she's been unwittingly attracting a lot of married men since she divorced her former quarterback husband, Jay Cutler. She says, I've been attracting a lot of married men. I don't understand it. Like, it's so wildly inappropriate. The Uncommon James founder, Barry Cavallari, told Rachel Bilson on Broad Ideas. Cavallari said that she believes that everything you attract is more like spiritually whatever you're going through or ready for. Wow. Where do they get these things? They make them up as they go. You know, like if it feels good, do it. Well, if that's the case, then go ahead and do those married men. What's the big whoop? Everything you attract is more like spiritually? Well, of course it is. Right? If the devil knows he can get to you by doing certain things, by sending certain people your way, he's going to go for it. She said, clearly, the cosmos are telling me I'm not ready for a relationship because I'm attracting all these unavailable men. Really? Couldn't be that just some men are dogs. Couldn't be that just some men are looking at you as a sexual object, if you would. No, really, seriously. When you put out things like that, when you say things like, you know, sometimes you'll sleep with a guy the first night, sometimes the tenth night, it just doesn't matter if there's chemistry there, you're in. Just saying. She said when she met her ex, she was 23 and had her first child at 25. They were together for 10 years. But again, I mean, I don't see how you do this. You put this kind of thing out. I mean, is this what you're going to tell your daughter? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, seriously. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Okay, really, that simple. Just pay attention to what's happening around you. All right. I got all kinds of stories. Am I going to make it through some of them? Yeah, I guess I will. You know, I got to tell you something. There's so much going on out there. And everybody's focused on some of these stories that really, I won't say don't affect you or affect us, but there's nothing you can do about them. You can do stuff about what's going on here locally. What's going on in your school district, your city council, your water districts. Yeah, you can make a difference there. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. What else have we got? Oh, here we go. This is great. It's about time somebody took this on. You know, we really do have to start pushing back against some of these craziest things that are coming at you. Civil rights lawyers have come out against an Illinois high school's program to racially segregate schools' math and English classes. You hearing that? Now, they want to segregate them because it'll boost black students' scores. I don't get it. How could that possibly happen? The attorneys said that the program at Evanston Township High School, which is a majority minority school, which has 44% white students, well, that might be illegal. Now, Evanston offers Algebra 2, Pre-Calculus, AP Calculus, all those great classes. Now, they're doing an advancing excellence, lifting everyone. Now, check this out. Whenever they talk about lifting everyone, you know, that whole equity term, that means lowering the standards for everybody else. Just because you study and you achieve and you can do better, I shouldn't be punished for it, right? Is that kind of what they're saying? Now, while Superintendent Marcus Campbell said that the program gives students of color a different, more familiar setting and kids who feel really anxious about their AP class, the program does not distinguish between mandatory and optional activities. I mean, there's no way to possibly pass legal muster. No way. You're segregating kids out. You know, and this is the great thing about it. The principal's a white female. What she's saying is the black kids don't stand a chance. Is she for real? No, really. Think about it. I don't know. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Biden's war on faith hasn't stopped. You know, it's funny how he says, there's a big difference. We've had this conversation before, right? There's a big difference between not shoving your religion in somebody's face and totally acting against your religion. And when I say that, what I mean by that, when you think about this, is like Biden on abortion. He's always says the same thing. He says, you know, I'm a Catholic and, yeah, whatever. I'm a Catholic. And, you know, we believe in the sanctity of life and blah, 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 blah. But I'm not going to push my belief systems on you. Okay, that's acceptable. I can understand that. I can understand saying I'm not going to push my religious beliefs on you. But then he goes to make it easy. And makes all kinds of excuses as to why it should be so easy. You know, and why we're doing and all this other stuff. And it's like, wait a minute. You got enough heathens making it easy. You got enough people making it as easy as humanly possible. And not really talking about the realities. You don't promote it. You just make, I mean, if, by your own admission, you just want to make sure that it's available to everybody. 19 state attorney generals, numerous conservative and religious organizations last week stood up for religious liberty. For a long-standing effect, the child adoption services. I mean, he is trying right now to keep you. If you won't affirm a child's sexual identity, you can't adopt. And religious people shouldn't be allowed to adopt. That's his mindset. A think tank founded by former Vice President Mike Pence. The proposal would violate the religious freedom of foster care families and ultimately make the shortage of families working within the foster care system even worse. They're having a hard enough time finding people to take these foster kids. You know, states really should welcome religiously motivated foster parents. Seriously. You know, what they try to do when it comes to religion, they always try to paint religious parents as being, you know, that far right-wing, Christian, conservative, beating your kids with a stick. You know what I'm saying? But they never can prove any of it. You have to go one kid out of 2,000 that says his parents beat him for coming out as being gay or something or stealing a candy bar or whatever. Like it's the first thing that they do. True Christian parents, especially if they were foster parents or adoptive parents, are going to go out of the way to show the love of Christ, to make sure that they're showing the true love that they're supposed to be. It's easy to say they're mean, they're nasty, because right now, when they talk about Christian parents, they're hateful. Why? Because they won't affirm your sexuality. Because they won't allow you not to go to church as a child. Yes, Christian parents drag their kids to church. It's okay. I got drugged to church. My cousins all got drugged. I mean, we all had to go to church. Not that we hated it, but what kid wants to sit there for an hour and a half? Or an hour, whatever. And listen to some old guy in a pulpit tell you what's right and what's wrong. Doesn't matter. It's a great foundation to have, if you have the true foundation. And that's really what you need. That's what we really need to make sure our kids are being taught. And you parents, you Christian, you don't have to be, not to be afraid of it. You need to take these systems on. Right? When these groups come against you, you have PJI.org, PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. They're the ones, they'll come out, they'll protect you. Whether you believe it or not, they will protect you. You know, I mean, again, it's just sad. It's sad that we're going down this road. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow night.